So please join me in welcoming our students, our vocal jazz ensemble, and their director, Mr. Steve Grusendorf. They're all from Natrona County High School, and so please welcome to the house. Thank you.
Hey.
Da 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 da. gets up there with his electric guitar and does all kinds of crazy stuff. And I tell the kids, you know, this should sound like a party. So, hope it sounds like a party. Here we go. This is our time away. Okay, good.
Well, I want to thank you all for traveling here today, and I trust we'll have good roads going back, but it's really hard to put into words. Awesome, right? That was one. I think Mr. Grusendorf, of course, is a Casper native, and he's spent probably half his life now working with kids in Wyoming, and so we really appreciate your dedication. And I tell you, Mustangs and Phillies, I think, you know, we sit here and debate about a lot of stuff, some of it we won't remember, some of it whatever, but I think all of us, I think, I don't know, I think when we see young people like you, it gives us a lot of confidence about the future of this great state. It's in very good hands. So thank you. Thank you so much. I can't tell you how much it means for you guys to be here today. Really appreciate it. And safe travels home. All right. The house will stand at ease until the sound of the gavel. Okay, the house will come to order. Members, as we kick the dust off here and get ready to get ramped up, I just want to have a few comments. First is just my appreciation and my sincere thanks for all your work this interim. And talked a little bit about it yesterday, but I think thank you to you and your families. You know, we want to continue to keep Wyoming a citizen legislature. It's becoming more of a myth all the time. And I think I look at the work that you all put in, and as our really for your love and your, you know, service to our state. So really appreciate it. And so we trust the committee process. We've gotten here. We've got a lot of work to do. I'd like to also say thank you to our staff, our LSO staff, and then our session staff here, as we work tirelessly to get us all organized and get ready to go. It's really a labor of love, but it's a lot of work. And so we appreciate your efforts and have done a great job to get us here. I think to put things in perspective, so the first territorial legislature met in 1869, nearly 150 years ago, and right here in Cheyenne. And our first state legislature then met in 1893. And so we always met in odd-numbered years, right? We'd meet for 60 days in the odd-numbered years only. There's still a couple states that do that. And it was in 1974 that constitutional amendment, a bill was brought. It was probably a Senate file. And it was a constitutional amendment then, and the voters approved it to go to a 40, still at 60 days. We have a constitutional limit on 60 days, except for a special session, which we could call ourselves into special session, or certainly the governor could call us into special session. But so we met an odd number of years for the next 80 years, right? And some of you remember that. And so I think it was 1974. Was the first 20-day budget session. And so this is really only our 22nd budget session in our state's history. And this 20 days is the shortest in the United States. Nobody else does it. I think over the years I've always heard, when I was younger, we'd call them old-timers, would always say, you know, they have this backwards. They should have the budget session at the beginning of the biennium and in the even-numbered years, and then have this general session after you've done a whole session of work, and you come in, you try to bring your work to committee to fruition. So we've maybe got it backwards. So I don't know if I'm giving any of you an idea for a bill or not. Still not too late to file. But so I think, again, I think at the end of these 20 days, we're going to have a balanced budget, and we're going to get more work done than any other state in the union. Right? And I think a lot of credit to our committee system, our processes, our wonderful LSO staff, 38 people strong, nonpartisan staff, and our wonderful session staff here, particularly in the House here, that works tirelessly on behalf of service to the state. So we've kind of gone a new process in the last couple budget sessions where we've broken up our budget bills to make sure that House Bill 1, Senate File 1, it's the only mirror bill that's allowed in our process, contains the usual and customary and ordinary expenses of government, right? So we've broken that up. I think 2 years ago we actually had 5 budget bills where we had AML dollars. This year we'll have 4 budget bills, House Bill 1, which I mentioned. Then we have the local government funding bill for $105 million. I'm not sure if those have even been assigned as House bills or Senate files yet. And then the state capital construction bill. And then our legislative feed bill that keeps the legislative branch of our legislative branch of government running. I want to take a minute too. We're going to have a couple pages during this session, so we're going to have two, and they're going to each work 2 week sessions. The first young man I'd like to introduce, he has a lot of history here. His grandpa served in the Senate, was president of the Wyoming Senate, and I call him JT. And he's a sophomore. He plays football in Natrona County High School. And he's a great kid and a great family. And so I'd like to introduce you to our page. I think you're going to all – he's smart. He'll do whatever. He's a tireless worker. and I think you're going to really enjoy Mr. Jonathan True. So, Jonathan, you could stand up. Now, Jonathan, is it six siblings, six true kids?
Mm-hmm.
You're third?
There's seven of us, but
oh.
Three siblings, sorry. And I'm fourth.
Seven kids, he's fourth. We're all homeschooled, right? I know who their teachers are. And then he joins his friends in Natrona County High School for track and football. But really appreciate you, his love of history and politics and our process. So we always give our pages a little pin from the legislature, so wear that with pride. You got your Mustang Monday pin on. Well done, Mustang. There you go. Thanks for joining us. Really appreciate it. Okay. We're going to, as we move to introduction of bills, I just wanted to talk about House, it's according to House Rule 13-1. So the sponsor or the person who's introducing the bill gets 2 minutes to introduce the bill. And then you can have up to 2 minutes of questioning or opposition to the bill, but it could go in a couple different formats. If you get up and speak one time against the bill for 15 seconds, you're done. You can't get up anymore. But if you get up and speak for 2 minutes against the bill, that's all that's going to be said against the bill. So it's 2 minutes for the sponsor of the bill, 2 minutes in opposition to the bill. And that could be 4 30-second oppositions or 2 1-minute oppositions to the bill. Okay, so 2 minutes and 2 minutes. And then there's a 30-second response to that rebuttal. Okay, so that's our rules on that. It takes 2/3 vote for introduction. Now, our rules state that consent lists have to be published after we come into session. I didn't want to ask you to suspend rules, try to do a consent list on committee bills today. We'll do a consent list tomorrow on some bills, some committee bills. But today, these are all committee bills. We're going to try to get our committees that meet on adjournment tonight and meet tomorrow morning. We're going to try to get them working. And they've already been noticed out to the public last Friday. Okay, so that's the process on that. Or anything else, any other process, anything else for that? Okay, let me just get to the right spot here. I think Representative Allen wanted a privilege of the floor. I have that on a note. Chairman Allen?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Privilege of the floor.
Please proceed.
Thank you. It's my honor to introduce the Arapaho Student Council, Arapaho Fremont County School District 38 from Arapaho, Wyoming. Would you all please give them a hand? Thank you for coming down.
Welcome to the House, the People's House. We're now at that order of business, the reading, introduction, reference of bills. And the first bill for our consideration is House Bill 9. The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 9, introduced by Labor, Health, and Social Services.
First reading of the bill.
House Bill 9, Obsolete Reporting, Department of Workforce Services.
Okay, the sponsor of the bill, the presenter, is going to be Chairman Barlow. Chairman Barlow.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move House Bill 9 and ask for your favorable consideration upon introduction. Ladies and gentlemen, House Bill 9 continues a theme that your committee number 10 is taken up over the last 5 years in trying to reduce reports and redundancies within statute. Oftentimes we start programs as pilots, and then 10 or 15 years, they're still doing reports that nobody looks at and doesn't do anything with. So this is, we've done it with other agencies that we oversee. This is Workforce Services. Our committee took these up. There's only two, actually, that we're scaling back. So I'd ask for your favorable consideration of this bill. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you, Chairman. Is there anyone like to speak in opposition to this bill? Anyone? Seeing none? Question being called. Chief Clerk will call the roll on introduction of House Bill 9.
House Bill 9. Allen.
Aye.
Aye. Barlow.
Aye.
Aye. Bightman.
Aye.
Aye. Blackburn.
Aye.
Aye. Blake.
Aye.
Aye. Bovee.
Aye.
Aye. Brown.
Aye.
Aye. Burkhart.
Aye.
Aye. Bird.
Aye.
Aye. Clausen.
Aye.
Aye. Clem.
Aye.
Aye. Connolly.
Aye.
Aye. Court.
Aye.
Aye. Crank. Excused. Dayton. Aye. Edwards.
Aye.
Aye. Eklund.
Aye.
Ayer.
Aye.
Flitner.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Furphy.
Aye.
Grew.
Aye.
Gray.
Aye.
Greer.
Aye.
Haley.
Aye.
Hallinan.
Aye.
Halverson.
Aye.
Henderson.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Jennings.
Aye.
Kinner.
Aye.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Larson Lloyd.
Aye.
Larson Dan.
Aye.
Lindholm.
Aye.
Lone.
Aye.
Laux.
Aye.
McGuire.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Northrup.
Aye.
Obermueller.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Paxton.
Aye.
Pelkey.
Aye.
Piperinen.
Aye.
Pawnell.
Aye.
Salazar.
Aye.
Schwartz.
Aye.
Simpson.
Aye.
Summers.
Aye.
Steinmetz.
Aye.
Stith.
Aye.
Sweeney.
Aye.
Walters.
Aye.
Wilson.
Aye.
Winters.
Aye.
Zwanitzer.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote. Are there any changes? Closing vote. The vote is closed. 59 aye, 1 excused.
Having received affirmative vote of two-thirds of the elected members, House Bill number 9 has been introduced and is assigned to Committee number 10. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 27.
House Bill 27, introduced by Education.
First reading of the bill.
House Bill 27, continuing teacher contracts for military spouses.
Okay, the presenter of the bill is Chairman Northrup.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move House Bill 27 and ask for your favorable consideration. During the interim, we did some work on military and what the effects of being in the military are when you're a school teacher. They move around quite a bit. We have quite a few of them move into this area right here due to the local Air Force base. And so we have changed this continuing contract to where we include that group of people. And if you'll turn to page 3, it starts out by saying it's a surviving spouse, as defined by Wyoming statute, or a spouse of a full-time member of the armed forces of the United States, has taught, which is number 2, taught 3 years of school in the preceding 6 years of any accredited school district, regardless of location, because, of course, they're moving around all the time, and who, without lapse of time, has taught 2 consecutive years in the state of Wyoming and has had his contract renewed. That's the big portion of that, has to have a contract renewed, because when you step down to Romanet 3, we say beginning school year, and each school year thereafter, during the period of time referred to in Division 2 of this subparagraph, has performed satisfactorily on performance evaluations conducted at any school district, and therefore they can become a continuing contract teacher if they've met those conditions. I stand for questions.
Any questions? Seeing none, question being called on House Bill 27. Chief Clerk will call the roll.
House Bill 27. Allen.
Aye.
Aye. Barlow.
Aye.
Aye. Bightman.
Aye.
Blackburn.
Aye.
Aye. Blake.
Aye.
Aye. Bovee.
Aye.
Aye. Brown.
Aye.
Aye. Burkhart.
Aye.
Aye. Bird.
Aye.
Aye. Clausen.
Aye.
Clem.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Court.
Aye.
Aye. Crank excused. Dayton.
Aye.
Edwards.
No.
No. Eklund.
Aye.
Ayer.
Aye.
Flitner.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Furphy.
Aye.
Garou.
Aye.
Gray.
Aye.
Greer.
Aye.
Haley.
Aye.
Hallinan.
Aye.
Halverson.
Aye.
Henderson.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Jennings.
Aye.
Kinner.
Aye.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Larson Lloyd.
Aye.
Larson Dan.
Aye.
Lindholm.
Aye.
Lone.
No.
Laux.
Aye.
McGuire.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Northrup.
Aye.
Obermuller.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Paxton.
Aye.
Pelkey.
Aye.
Piperinen.
No.
No. Ponell.
Aye.
Salazar.
Aye.
Schwartz.
Aye.
Simpson.
Aye.
Summers.
Aye.
Steinmetz.
Aye.
Stith.
Aye.
Sweeney.
Aye.
Walters.
Aye.
Wilson.
Aye.
Winters.
Aye.
Zwanitzer.
No.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
Closing vote. Are there any changes? Hunt. Jennings. Aye. To no. Other changes? Closing vote. The vote is closed. 54 aye, 5 no, 1 excused.
Having received the affirmative vote of 2/3 of the elected members of the House, House Bill 27 has been introduced and is assigned to Committee Number 4, Education. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 78.
House Bill 78, introduced by Agriculture, State, and Public Lands and Water Resources.
First reading of the bill.
Omnibus Water Bill Construction, introduced by Agriculture, State, and Public Lands and Water Resources.
Presenter for House Bill 78 is Chairman Hunt.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would move House Bill 78 and ask for your favorable consideration. Folks, this is our annual omnibus water bill construction portion. Our folks across the way will be bringing up the planning portion of it. But as you can see, turning to the back page, and I do apologize, so far I haven't seen the more detailed booklets that we normally have detailing all of the projects, so just go off the bill for now if you have any questions. But turning to the fiscal note on the back page, you'll see that coming out of Development Account 1, we have a full of $11 million and some change. Development Account 2 is $7.7 million and some change, and Water Development Account 3 is $40 million and some change. And again, I would invite you to flip through the bill if you have any questions or curiosities about the individual projects. Otherwise, if there's no questions, call for the question.
Okay, any questions on House Bill 78? Seeing none, question called. Chief Clerk will call the roll on introduction, House Bill 78.
House Bill 78. Allen.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Aye. Biteman.
Aye.
Blackburn. Blackburn. Blake.
Aye.
Bovee.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
Aye.
Clausen.
Aye.
Clem.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Court.
Aye.
Crank excused. Dayton.
Aye.
Edwards.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Ayer.
Aye.
Flitner.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Furphy.
Aye.
Garou.
Aye.
Gray.
Aye.
Greer.
Aye.
Haley.
Aye.
Hallinan.
Aye.
Halverson.
Aye.
Henderson.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Jennings.
Aye.
Kinner.
Aye.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Larson Lloyd.
Aye.
Larson Dan.
Aye.
Lindholm.
Aye.
Lone.
Aye.
Laux.
Aye.
McGuire.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Northrup.
Aye.
Obermuller.
Aye.
Olson. Aye. Paxton.
Aye.
Pelkey.
Aye.
Piperinen.
Aye.
Pawnell.
Aye.
Salazar.
Aye.
Schwartz.
No.
Simpson.
Aye.
Summers.
Aye.
Steinmetz.
Aye.
Stith.
Aye.
Sweeney.
Aye.
Walters.
Aye.
Wilson.
Aye.
Winters.
Aye.
Zwanitzer.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
Aye. Blackburn.
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote. Are there any changes? Closing vote. The vote is closed. 58 aye, 1 no, 1 excused.
Having received the affirmative vote of 2/3 the elected members of the House, House Bill 78 has been introduced and is assigned to Committee Number 5, Agriculture. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 18.
House Bill 18, introduced by Representative Barlow.
First reading of the bill.
Non-resident employer bonding, and sponsored by Labor, Health, and Social Services.
The presenter of this bill is Chairman Barlow. Go ahead, Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move House Bill 18 and ask for your favorable introduction. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a product of the interim work of Committee Number 10. This issue came to us as a concern that there were employers coming into this state, i.e. out-of-state employers, and the current system we have has a fairly high dollar amount for wages that they would have to start participating in our workers' comp and other programs. So what this bill does is it lowers that so that more employers that come in from out of state are on the same, have to do the same things that you as employers in this state do. This is particularly came to light when there's a natural disaster and there's roofing companies and there's companies that come in to do those after-disaster services, and they kind of skate under, so our employees may not get paid, they may not be covered by workers' comp because we didn't get the bond that because they fit under this category. So we're dropping that bond amount, and subsequently everything is just ratcheted down in the amounts so that these employers are basically playing the same on the same playing field that all of our Wyoming employers are. So I'd ask for your favorable consideration and stand for any questions or comments. Thank you.
Are there any questions on the bill? Comments? Question being called on House Bill 18. Introduction vote. Chief Clerk will please call the roll.
House Bill 18. Allen.
Aye.
Aye. Barlow.
Aye.
Aye. Biteman.
Aye.
Blackburn.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Bovey.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
No.
Clausen.
Aye.
Clem.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Court.
Aye.
Crank excused. Dayton.
Aye.
Edwards.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Ayer.
Aye.
Flitner.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Furphy.
Aye.
Guru.
Aye.
Gray.
Aye.
Greer.
Aye.
Haley.
Aye.
Hallinan.
Aye.
Halverson.
Aye.
Henderson.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Jennings.
Aye.
Kinner.
Aye.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Larson Lloyd.
Aye.
Larson Dan.
Aye.
Lindholm.
Aye.
Lone.
Aye.
Aye. Laux.
Aye.
McGuire.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Northrup.
Aye.
Obermuller.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Paxton.
Aye.
Pelkey.
Aye.
Piperinen.
Aye.
Pawnell.
Aye.
Salazar.
Aye.
Schwartz.
Aye.
Simpson.
Aye.
Summers.
Aye.
Steinmetz.
Aye.
Stith.
Aye.
Sweeney.
Aye.
Walters.
Aye.
Wilson.
Aye.
Winters.
Aye.
Zwanitzer.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
Closing vote. Are there any changes? Closing vote. The vote is closed. 58 aye, 1 no, 1 excused.
Having received the affirmative vote of 2/3 of the elected members of the House, House Bill 18 has been introduced and is assigned to Committee Number 10. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 23.
House Bill 23, introduced by Representative Zwanitzer.
First reading of the bill.
Audit requirements.
Audit requirements for conservation districts, sponsored by corporations, elections, and political subdivisions.
Chairman Zwanitzer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would move House Bill 23 and ask for its favorable introductory vote. Members, you'll remember, well, all but two of us, the Special District Task Force last year made recommendations to this body on how we were going to deal with special districts in our state. At that point, we actually moved conservation districts in all of your communities under the Wyoming Municipal Fiscal Procedures Act because they were a separate entity that had other regulations on them. They're reviewed by the Department of Agriculture. In doing that, what I don't think any of us realized and what we found later when talking to the Department of Audit is that we were then requiring each one of them to undergo a yearly private audit, which can cost anywhere from $8,000 to $14,000. I would submit to you about 10 of our 40-some conservation districts don't have a budget above that number. And so what we've done here is, although they're going to stay in the Municipal Fiscal Procedures Act, you'll see on page 2 we're not going to require them to have that audit that would otherwise be required as long as they continue to comply with 91507, which is their oversight rules and their overseen by the Wyoming Department of Agriculture. The good news about this bill in Section 2, if this becomes effective immediately, none of these conservation districts will have to pay for that audit in the next 3 months that would otherwise be due by June. So if we can fix our mistake from last year, get it through the process quickly, and save all your conservation districts $10,000, which should be a win for everyone.
Okay, and any questions, comments on the bill? Representative Gray.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Just a quick comment. I don't understand. I understand your argument, but why wouldn't you have a threshold at which at some point an audit would be required? Because, yes, there are certain conservation districts that have low expenditures, but there's some that have higher ones. So why wouldn't you have a threshold? Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Kate, and there's about a minute 20 left on any other questions or comments from the presenter on the bill. Anyone else would like to have a question or comment? Okay, we're going to move to the last 30-second rebuttal. Chairman Zwanitzer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and I think that's actually a very legitimate point. We do have several very large conservation districts, but there are about, I'd say, four of those compared to the 40-some that are very small or medium-sized. So as the bill goes forward, if it gets introductory vote, we could look at a threshold for a certain revenue or population number. I think that is perhaps legitimate, but they do actually have an auditing process in place. It's been in place since probably the early 80s at least, that they work with the State Department of Agriculture. Thanks.
Okay, thank you very much. Okay, so we are now on roll call vote for House Bill on introduction vote on House Bill 23. The Chief Clerk will call the roll.
House Bill 23. Allen.
Aye.
Aye. Barlow.
Aye.
Aye. Biteman.
Aye.
Aye. Blackburn.
Aye.
Aye. Blake.
Aye.
Aye. Bovee.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
Aye.
Clausen.
Aye.
Clem.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Court.
Aye.
Crank excused. Dayton.
Aye.
Edwards.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Ayer.
Aye.
Flitner.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Furphy.
Aye.
Guru.
Aye.
Gray.
Aye.
Greer.
Aye.
Haley.
Aye.
Hallinan.
Aye.
Halverson.
Aye.
Henderson.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Jennings.
Aye.
Kinner.
Aye.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Larson Lloyd.
Aye.
Larson Dan.
Aye.
Lindholm.
Aye.
Lone.
Aye.
Laux.
Aye.
McGuire.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Northrup.
Aye.
Obermuller.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Paxton.
Aye.
Pelkey.
Aye.
Piperinen.
Aye.
Ponell.
Aye.
Salazar.
Aye.
Schwartz.
Aye.
Simpson.
Aye.
Summers.
Aye.
Steinmetz. Aye. Stith.
Aye.
Aye. Sweeney.
Aye.
Aye. Walters.
Aye.
Aye. Wilson.
Aye.
Aye. Winters.
Aye.
Aye. Zwanitzer.
Aye.
Aye. Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote. Are there any changes? Closing vote. The vote is closed. 59 aye, 1 excused.
Having received the affirmative vote of two-thirds of the elected members of the House, House Bill 23 has been introduced and assigned to Committee Number 7, Corporations, Elections, and Political Subdivisions. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 12.
House Bill 12, introduced by Representative Kirkbride.
First reading of the bill.
Speeding Fines Amendments, sponsored by Judiciary.
Chairman Kirkbride.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move House Bill 12 and ask for your favorable consideration upon introduction. The bill will actually be presented by a good colleague from House District 28.
Representative Winters, you ever have that moment where you look at somebody and you go, I did that with my son the other day. I looked at him and my apologies. Representative Winters.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and off to a great start there. With that, Mr. Speaker, I would introduce House Bill number 23 and ask for your favorable consideration. This bill was brought to us by our state policing agencies along with the input from our municipalities and counties, they reported to us that the state had 9 different bond schedules on the books. And through the years, it's become apparent that there is much in the way of undue redundancy. And as a matter of fact, several of those bond schedules are not in use right now. So this bill does two things. First of all, it takes those bond schedules from 9 down to 3, which is what was recommended by those agencies. And secondly, after hearing testimony about how the upper limits of those bond schedules were getting pretty high, we lowered the overall bond schedule by roughly 20% or to the nearest whole dollar amount. So with that, Mr. Speaker, I introduce House Bill 12 and ask for your favorable consideration and stand for any questions.
Thank you, Representative Zwanitzer. Are there any questions? Okay, I thought I had one moving to the mic here for a minute. Okay, question being called on the introduction vote on House Bill 12. Chief Clerk will please call the roll.
House Bill 12. Allen.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Biteman.
Aye.
Blackburn.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Bovee.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
Aye.
Clausen.
Aye.
Clem.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Court.
Aye.
Crank excused. Dayton.
Aye.
Edwards.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Ayer.
Aye.
Flitner.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Furphy.
Aye.
Guru.
No.
Gray.
Aye.
Aye. Greer.
Aye.
Haley.
Aye.
Hallinan.
Aye.
Halverson.
Aye.
Henderson.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Jennings.
Aye.
Kinner.
Aye.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Larson Lloyd.
Aye.
Larson Dan.
Aye.
Lindholm.
Aye.
Lone.
Aye.
Laux.
Aye.
McGuire.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Northrup.
Aye.
Obermuller.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Paxton.
Aye.
Pelkey. No. Piperinen.
Aye.
Ponell.
Aye.
Salazar.
Aye.
Schwartz. No. Simpson.
Aye.
Summers.
Aye.
Steinmetz.
Aye.
Stith.
Aye.
Sweeney.
Aye.
Walters.
Aye.
Wilson.
Aye.
Winters.
Aye.
Zwanitzer.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
Closing vote. Are there any changes? Closing vote. Nicholas.
Aye.
Got to find you. Aye to no. Other changes? Closing vote. Sweeney? Closing vote. The vote is closed. 55 aye, 4 no, 1 excused.
Having received the affirmative vote of two-thirds of the elected members of the House, House Bill 12 has been introduced and assigned to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. Next bill for our consideration is House Bill 34.
House Bill 34, introduced by Transportation, Highways, and Military Affairs.
First reading of the bill.
Duplicate titles, motor vehicles, sponsored by Representative Eklund.
House Bill 34, the presenter is Chairman Eklund.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move House Bill 34 and ask for your favorable consideration. It's on duplicate titles. If you've ever lost a title, you know that you go through quite a process to get a duplicate title. This statute will change a little bit of the cumbersome nature of that deal. There are two statutes affected. One is motor vehicles. The other one is the statute for mobile homes. And it basically removes the waiting period. The county clerks seem to be okay with it. We'll kind of hash that through a committee deal if you allow it to go through. We believe it'll make we can serve the public better if we get this change made, and it should make the process less cumbersome.
Okay, any further discussion? Would anybody like to speak on this bill? Question being called on the introduction vote on House Bill 34. The chief clerk will please call the roll.
House Bill 34. Allen.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Biteman.
Aye.
Blackburn.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Bovee.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Clausen.
Aye.
Clem.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Court.
Aye.
Crank excused. Dayton.
Aye.
Edwards.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Ayer.
Aye.
Flitner.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Furphy.
No.
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 Garou.
Aye.
Gray.
Aye.
Greer.
Aye.
Haley.
Haley.
Aye. Hallinan.
Aye.
Halverson.
Aye.
Henderson.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Jennings.
Aye.
Kinner.
Aye.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Larson Lloyd.
Aye.
Larson Dan.
Aye.
Lindholm.
Aye.
Lone.
Aye.
Laux.
Aye.
McGuire.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
McKim. Miller. Aye. Nicholas.
Aye.
Northrup.
Aye.
Obermuller.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Paxton.
Aye.
Pelkey.
Aye.
Pieperinen.
Aye.
Ponell.
Aye.
Salazar.
Aye.
Schwartz.
Aye.
Simpson.
Aye.
Summers.
Aye.
Steinmetz.
Aye.
Stith.
Aye.
Sweeney.
Aye.
Walters.
Aye.
Wilson.
Aye.
Winters.
Aye.
Zwanitzer.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
Closing vote. Are there any changes? Closing vote. The vote is closed. 58 aye, 1 no, 1 excused.
Having received the affirmative vote of 2/3 of the elected members of the House, House Bill 34 has been introduced and is assigned to Committee Number 8, Transportation, Highways, and Military Affairs. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 65.
House Bill 65, introduced by Agriculture, State and Public Lands, and Water Resources.
First reading of the bill.
Design, Build, Construction, Agriculture, State and Public Lands, and Water Resources.
Chairman Hunt.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would move House Bill number 65 and ask for your favorable consideration. So basically what this bill does is there is a process as far as bidding and bid letting goes through and selection of those firms that do this, being design builder firms who furnish architectural, engineering, and other related design services as required for the public project. And that also includes labor, materials, and other construction services. But basically, all that this really does is takes the bottom out of the current requirement. Currently, as you can see on the second page of the bill, the design builder may be selected based on the response to request for qualification, but that only applies to everything over $500,000 projects. So we're taking the $500,000 minimum out and applying that to all so that it's more clear-cut, more self-explanatory, less confusing, and that's essentially what it does. So if there's any questions, I'd be happy to try and answer them. Thank you.
Any further discussion? Representative Majority Whip Summers.
Mr. Speaker, thank you. Just a quick explanation on whether this makes it more restrictive in the process to get funded or to do projects.
Okay, we have about a minute 45 left on any other questions on this bill. Anyone else would like to speak? Okay, I think we're moving to the 30-second wrap-up. Chairman Hunt.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I guess to answer the good majority whip's question, no, I don't believe this makes this any more restrictive. This just opens this up and makes the language more straightforward. So, thank you.
Okay. With that, the Chief Clerk will call for the introductory vote on House Bill 65. Chief Clerk, please call the roll.
House Bill 65. Allen.
Aye.
Aye. Barlow.
Aye.
Aye. Biteman.
Aye.
Aye. Blackburn.
Aye.
Aye. Blake.
Aye.
Bovee.
Aye.
Aye. Brown.
Aye.
Aye. Burkhart.
Aye.
Aye. Bird.
Aye.
Aye. Clausen.
Aye.
Aye. Clem.
Aye.
Aye. Connolly.
Aye.
Aye. Court.
Aye.
Aye. Crank excused. Dayton.
Aye.
Aye. Edwards.
Aye.
Aye. Eklund.
Aye.
Aye. Ayer.
Aye.
Aye. Flitner.
Aye.
Aye. Freeman.
Aye.
Aye. Furphy.
Aye.
Aye. Guru.
Aye.
Gray.
Aye.
Aye. Greer.
Aye.
Aye. Haley.
Aye.
Aye. Hallinan.
Aye.
Halverson.
Aye.
Aye. Henderson.
Aye.
Aye. Hunt.
Aye.
Aye. Jennings.
Aye.
Aye. Kenner.
Aye.
Aye. Kirkbride.
Aye.
Aye. Larson Lloyd.
Aye.
Aye. Larson Dan.
Aye.
Aye. Lindholm.
Aye.
Aye. Lone.
Aye.
Aye. Laux.
Aye.
Aye. McGuire.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Northrup.
Aye.
Obermuller.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Paxton.
Aye.
Pelkey.
Aye.
Piperinen.
Aye.
Ponell.
Aye.
Salazar.
Aye.
Schwartz.
Aye.
Simpson.
Aye.
Summers.
Aye.
Steinmetz.
Aye.
Stith. No. Sweeney.
Aye.
Walters.
Aye.
Wilson.
Aye.
Winters.
Aye.
Zwanitzer.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote. Are there any changes? Lindholm? Okay. Summers? Okay. Closing vote. The vote is closed. 58 aye, 1 no, 1 excused.
Having received the affirmative vote of two-thirds of the elected members of the House, House Bill 65 has been introduced and is assigned to Committee Number 5, Agriculture, State, Public Lands, and Water Resources. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 8.
House Bill 8, introduced by Joint Judiciary.
First reading of the bill.
Stocking Revisions, sponsored by Joint Judiciary.
Chairman Kirkbride.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move House Bill 8 and ask for your favorable consideration. The presentation will be made by the good representative from District 51.
Representative Biteman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Over the interim period, the Joint Judiciary Committee took up this very important topic. I am pleased to present to the body the fruits of our collective hard work, House Bill 8. This bill provides an important clarification of the term harass by adding threats that cause fear for a person's safety or the safety of others. Currently, it only includes family members of the person being threatened, but we know that often friends and coworkers can get caught up in the threats a stalker makes. Number two, it clarifies jurisdiction to include communications coming in from out of state to a victim here in Wyoming. Number three, it increases penalties from 6 months to 1 year for the first offense. Number four, it increases probation up to 3 years from 1 year. And lastly, it extends the look back for felony stalking from 5 years to 10 years. And I will, with that, I will take any questions.
Any questions, my members? Seeing none. Question being called. Chief Clerk will call the introductory roll on House Bill 8.
House Bill 8. Allen?
Aye.
Aye. Barlow?
Aye.
Aye. Biteman?
Aye.
Aye. Blackburn?
Aye.
Aye. Blake?
Aye.
Aye. Bovee?
Aye.
Aye. Brown?
Aye.
Aye. Burkhart?
Aye.
Aye. Bird?
Aye.
Aye. Clausen?
Aye.
Aye. Clem?
Aye.
Connolly?
Aye.
Court?
Aye.
Crank excused. Dayton?
Aye.
Edwards?
Aye.
Eklund?
Aye.
Ayer?
Aye.
Flitner?
Aye.
Freeman?
Aye.
Furphy?
Aye.
Garou?
Aye.
Gray?
Aye.
Greer? No. Haley?
Aye.
Hallinan?
Aye.
Halverson?
No.
Henderson?
Aye.
Hunt?
Aye.
Jennings?
No.
Kinner?
Aye.
Kirkbride?
Aye.
Larson Lloyd?
Aye.
Larson Dan?
Aye.
Lindholm?
Aye.
Lone?
No.
Laux?
Aye.
McGuire?
Aye.
Madden?
Aye.
Miller?
No.
Nicholas?
No.
Northrup?
Aye.
Obermuller?
Aye.
Olson? Olson?
Aye.
Paxton?
No.
Pelkey?
Aye.
Piperinen?
Aye.
Ponell?
Aye.
Salazar?
Aye.
Schwartz?
Aye.
Simpson?
Aye.
Summers?
Aye.
Steinmetz?
No.
Stith?
Aye.
Sweeney?
Aye.
Walters?
Aye.
Wilson?
Aye.
Winters?
Aye.
Zwanitzer?
Aye.
Mr. Speaker?
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote. Are there any changes? Salazar? Aye. To no. Larson Lloyd? Aye. To no. Edwards? Aye. To no. Clem? Aye. To no. Ayer? Vote change? Ayer? Aye to no. Further changes? You didn't change it? Ayer? No to aye. Further changes? Closing vote. The vote is closed. 47 aye, 12 no, 1 excused.
House Bill 8, having received the affirmative vote of two-thirds of the elected members, House Bill 8 has been introduced and is assigned to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. Next bill for our consideration is House Bill 28.
House Bill 28, introduced by Education.
First reading of the bill.
Education Reporting, Children of Military Personnel, sponsored by Education.
Chairman Northrop.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move House Bill 28 and ask for your favorable consideration. This is a bill in our education accountability system, and we're actually adding into it the group of kids that are in the military. Their parents are military. So what we do is we use these groups to track to ensure that all these groups are performing, getting a proper education. They include things like English language learners, racial and ethnic groups, and we're adding into it the armed forces. If there are any questions, I'd be glad to answer them.
We have, now we're on to 2 minutes for any questions. First up is Representative Clem.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and I do have a question, I guess some clarification. I was just looking at that portion of statute, and so we're actually adding in kind of mining more data, and I'm curious as why we're mining data on military families. Number one, why that's necessary. Number two, what that's going to take as far as our educational staffing? Is that going to be more cumbersome? Do we have the resources to do that? And what we anticipate finding with that data? Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
We still have about a minute and 20 seconds or so for any folks. Okay, Representative Jennings.
Mr. Speaker, I would just add to that. Were they asked if they wanted to be surveyed and be brought into this for inclusion?
Okay, we've got about another minute if any other folks would like to have any questions. Seeing none, so Chairman Northrup, we're going to move to the 30-second then response.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. So the department came to us and asked us to add this group into it. It's just another group of kids that we want to make sure that are getting a proper education. As to the information that we're going to glean from it, it's no more than any other group. There's not a matter of mining it. It's a matter of just using to make sure that group that moves in and out of the state is getting a good education. And then as to why we're doing it, we're just trying, I guess I did that, so.
Nice timing. Okay, so the Chief Clerk will call the introduction vote on House Bill 28.
House Bill 28, Allen.
Aye.
Aye. Barlow.
Aye.
Biteman.
Aye.
Blackburn.
Aye.
Aye. Blake.
Aye.
Aye. Bovee.
Aye.
Aye. Brown.
Aye.
Aye. Burkhart.
Aye.
Aye. Bird.
Aye.
Aye. Clausen.
Aye.
Clem.
No.
Connolly.
Aye.
Court.
Aye.
Crank excused. Dayton.
Aye.
Edwards.
No.
Eklund.
Aye.
Ayer.
Aye.
Flitner.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Furphy.
Aye.
Giroux.
Aye.
Gray.
Aye.
Greer. No. Haley.
Aye.
Hallinan. No. Halverson.
No.
Henderson.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Jennings.
No.
Kinner.
Aye.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Larson Lloyd.
Aye.
Larson Dan.
No.
Lindholm.
Aye.
Lone.
No.
Laux.
Aye.
McGuire.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
Miller.
No.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Northrup.
Aye.
Obermuller.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Paxton.
Aye.
Pelkey.
Aye.
Piperinen.
No.
Ponell.
Aye.
Salazar.
No.
Schwartz.
Aye.
Simpson.
Aye.
Summers.
Aye.
Steinmetz.
No.
Stith.
Aye.
Sweeney.
Aye.
Walters.
Aye.
Wilson.
Aye.
Winters.
No.
Zwanitzer.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
Closing vote. Are there any changes? Gray. Aye. To no. Biteman. Aye. To no. Further changes? Closing vote. The vote is closed. 43 aye, 16 no, 1 excused.
Having received the affirmative vote of two-thirds of the elected members, House Bill 28 has been introduced and is assigned to Committee Number 4, Education. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 35.
House Bill 35, introduced by Transportation, Highway, and Military Affairs.
First reading of the bill.
Motor Club Services Updates, sponsored by Transportation, Highway, and Military Affairs.
Chairman Eklund.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move House Bill 35 and ask for your favorable consideration. This bill basically does what the title says. It's Motor Club Services Updates. The motor clubs have over time evolve into something that doesn't align well with our statutes. This bill will help them our laws will then be similar to what they need as an industry. It also decreases the non-administrative impact by $3,700 a year. I I would stand for questions.
Any further discussion? Any questions on the bill? Okay, seeing none, question being called, Chief Clerk will call the introduction vote on House Bill 35.
House Bill 35, Allen.
Aye.
Aye. Barlow.
Aye.
Aye. Biteman.
Aye.
Blackburn.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Aye. Bovee.
Aye.
Aye. Brown.
Aye.
Aye. Burkhart.
Aye.
Aye. Bird.
Aye.
Aye. Clausen.
Aye.
Aye. Clem.
Aye.
Aye. Connolly.
Aye.
Aye. Court.
Aye.
Aye. Crank excused. Dayton.
Aye.
Edwards.
No.
Eklund.
Aye.
Ayer.
Aye.
Flitner.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Furphy.
Aye.
Garou.
Aye.
Gray.
Aye.
Greer.
Aye.
Haley.
Aye.
Hallinan.
Aye.
Halverson.
Aye.
Henderson.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Jennings.
Aye.
Kinner.
Aye.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Larson Lloyd.
Aye.
Larson Dan.
Aye.
Lindholm.
Aye.
Lone.
No.
Laux.
Aye.
McGuire.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Northrup.
Aye.
Obermuller.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Paxton.
Aye.
Pelkey.
Aye.
Piperinen.
Aye.
Pawnell.
Aye.
Salazar.
Aye.
Schwartz.
Aye.
Simpson.
Aye.
Summers.
Aye.
Steinmetz.
Aye.
Stith.
Aye.
Sweeney.
Aye.
Walters.
Aye.
Wilson.
Aye.
Winters.
Aye.
Zawanitzer.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
Closing vote. Are there any changes? Closing vote. The vote is closed. 57 aye, 2 no, 1 excused.
Having received the affirmative vote of two-thirds of the elected members, House Bill 35 has been introduced and is assigned to Committee Number 8, Transportation, Highways, and Military Affairs. Next bill for our consideration is House Bill 40. Excuse me. Time out here for 1 minute. Representative Gray.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to introduce my dad. He's back there, or he was. If you could welcome him to the House. Thank you.
Hey. Okay. Welcome to the House. Next bill for our consideration is House Bill 40.
House Bill 40. Introduced by Corporations, Elections, and Political Subdivisions.
First reading of the bill.
Election Code Revisions, sponsored by Corporations, Elections, and Political Subdivisions.
Chairman Zwanitzer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move House Bill 40 and ask for your favorable introductory vote. Ladies and gentlemen, House Bill 40 is our basic Election Code Revisions bill, so after every primary general election year, your corporations committee spends a year with your county clerks and other election officials and then comes back in the even-numbered years with election code revisions before our next election. So this covers a gamut of election law, but it really is a cleanup bill in all areas of our election code. I know the nice woman to my right is very familiar with this from the many years of us working together. First up, just to walk you through the bill, in 22-1-102 is the definition of candidate, and really when someone becomes an official candidate, primarily we're fixing this due to write-in votes. So sometimes you're a write-in candidate, you're not subject to the current laws. Sometimes people are pushing you to be a write-in candidate. And sometimes you don't even want to be a write-in candidate and they put your name in. So this is going to cover in these definitions and throughout the bill what your rights and responsibilities are, how you can get out of it should you want to get out of it, and when you have to start making official filings and disclose your public finances. Next up is on petition requirements. We're tightening up the language there on page 4. The big change we're making is when you're asked to sign more than one petition. So someone's running as an independent on the ballot. You sign up to support them to get their name on the ballot, say, in June. 2 weeks later, there's another person, and you're like, oh, I like this person better. Currently, that's too darn bad because you've already signed for one candidate. This would allow you to sign for as many independent candidates as you would like to help them get on the ballot. Then you get to 2216103 about county canvassing boards only having to list people who qualify for the threshold, which is usually 25 write-in votes based on the abstracts they present. 2216106, again, this is write-in candidates who didn't receive the threshold, who've received that threshold of 25 or whatever it is for that office, and then what the responsibilities, if they want it, if they don't want it, what they have to do to filing, do they have to pay a fee? We're going to resolve those kind of questions. Then you'll actually be able to decline that nomination if you're right and you don't want the office, and then they'll talk about how we fill that vacancy. Page 7's cleanup, and there's a whole bunch of other really exciting stuff to this bill I will look forward to talking about on.
Okay. Now, that was our two-minute introduction. We have 2 minutes for questions. Representative Halverson, are you?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I might be mistaken, but is this the bill where we moved the electioneering from 100 yards to 100 feet? If it is, I'd like an explanation for that, please.
Is there any more questions before we move to that final response? Got about another minute and a half, minute and 40 seconds. Anyone else? Okay. So now we're moving on to the final 30 seconds by the presenter of the bill, Chairman Zwanitzer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and thank you for that question. We only get to page 7. Page 7 is cleanup. Page 8 is basically when the Secretary of State and AG receive a complaint on, we had a complaint this year on someone being appointed who didn't fit the qualifications of the office. We clean that up. Then you will see there in 2226.113 about putting up election campaign signs. We're dropping it from 300 feet to 100 feet there on page 15 and 2226.113. Why that change was made is we had several people come to our interim committee and request that change.
Thank you, Chairman Zwanitzer. Okay, Chief Clerk will call the roll. Introduction vote on House Bill 40.
House Bill 40, Allen. Aye. Barlow. Aye. Biteman. Aye. Blackburn.
Aye.
Blake.
No.
Bovey.
No.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
No.
Clausen.
Aye.
Clem.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Court.
Aye.
Crank excused.
Dayton.
Aye. Edwards.
No.
Eklund.
Aye.
Ayer.
Aye.
Flitner.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Furphy.
Aye.
Grew.
No.
Gray.
Aye.
Greer.
Aye.
Haley.
Aye.
Hallinan.
Aye.
Halverson.
Aye.
Henderson.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Jennings.
Aye.
Kinner.
Aye.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Larson Lloyd.
Aye.
Larson Dan.
Aye.
Lindholm.
Aye.
Lone.
Aye.
Laux.
Aye.
McGuire.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Northrup.
Aye.
Obermuller.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Paxton.
Aye.
Pelkey.
Aye.
Pieperinen.
Aye.
Ponnell.
Aye.
Salazar.
Aye.
Schwartz.
Aye.
Simpson.
Aye.
Summers.
Aye.
Steinmetz.
Aye.
Stith.
Aye.
Sweeney.
Aye.
Walters.
Aye.
Wilson.
Aye.
Winters.
Aye.
Zwanitzer.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
Closing vote. Are there any changes? Blake. No to aye. Further changes? Edwards? No to aye. Further changes? Closing vote? The vote is closed. 56 aye, 3 no, 1 excused.
Having received the affirmative vote of two-thirds of the elected members of the House, House Bill 40 has been introduced and assigned to Committee Number 7, Corporations, Elections, and Political Subdivisions. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 26.
House Bill 26, introduced by Judiciary.
First reading of the bill.
Post-conviction relief, sponsored by Judiciary.
Chairman Kirkbride.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move House Bill 26 and ask for your favorable consideration. The presentation of the bill will be by our good colleague from House District 45.
Representative Pelkey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I present to you House Bill 26 and ask for your favorable consideration. This is a variation of a topic that we've been dealing with in this body for a number of years, and indeed a similar bill or a bill based on the same principles passed through here quite easily last year, but it stopped in the Chamber of Elders, and we had some opposition from the office of the state's highest prosecuting attorney. And credit to the good chairman of the judiciary, he put together a working group. We got all the stakeholders involved, and those who opposed the bill last year are on board. We have prosecutors, the Innocence Project, et cetera. And I'd like to have a vigorous discussion about this bill, and I'd like, but I'd ask for your approval for its introduction today.
Okay, are there any questions, any further comments on the bill? Seeing none, Chief Clerk, please call the roll. Introduction vote on House Bill 26.
House Bill 26. Allen.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Biteman.
Aye.
Blackburn.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Bovee.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Clausen.
Aye.
Clem.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Court.
Aye.
Crank excused. Dayton.
Aye.
Edwards.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Ayer.
Aye.
Flitner.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Furphy.
Aye.
Garou.
Aye.
Gray.
Aye.
Greer.
Aye.
Haley.
Aye.
Hallinan.
Aye.
Halverson.
Aye.
Henderson.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Jennings.
Aye.
Kinner.
Aye.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Larson Lloyd. Larson Lloyd. Larson Dan.
Aye.
Lindholm.
Aye.
Lone.
Aye.
Laux.
Aye.
McGuire.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
McKim. Miller. Nicholas.
No.
Northrup.
Aye.
Obermuller.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Paxton.
Aye.
Pelkey.
Aye.
Piperinen.
Aye.
Pawnell.
Aye.
Salazar.
Aye.
Schwartz.
Aye.
Simpson.
Aye.
Summers.
Aye.
Steinmetz.
Aye.
Stith.
Aye.
Sweeney.
Aye.
Walters.
No.
Wilson.
Aye.
Winters.
Aye.
Zwanitzer.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
Larson Lloyd.
Aye.
Closing vote. Are there any changes? Closing vote. The vote is closed. 57 aye, 2 no, 1 excused.
Having received the affirmative vote of 2/3 of the elected members of the House, House Bill 26 has been introduced and is assigned to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. The final bill for our consideration today is House Bill 67.
House Bill 67, introduced by Corporations, Elections, and Political Subdivisions.
First reading of the bill.
Campaign Finance Revisions, sponsored by Corporations, Elections, and Political Subdivisions.
Chairman Zwanitzer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Please present House Bill 67. We would ask for your favorable consideration to get it to my committee for discussion. I know it's a little controversial. These are some campaign finance law revisions in our statutes. The first is, you'll see on page 2, what we talked about, electioneering communications. Currently, 25 states and the federal government have laws against electioneering communications. This is what you saw a lot in 2016, where if I specifically say vote for X candidate or vote against Y candidate, I have to disclose my donations. But if I say candidate X is a really bad person who supports things I don't like, you don't have to file that disclosure. And so this would clean up that part of our laws. That's on pages 2 through 5. On pages 6, we currently have some conflicts in our law. If you're seeking donations as an independent candidate, you actually get an advantage right now as a major party candidate in the primary and the election, and you're prohibited as an independent candidate running for office for those same types of getting early donations, and so it cleans that up.
You'll see there on pages 9 through 18, we're going to raise campaign donation reporting to $100. So instead of 25, you still have to report everything 25 and over, but you only have to disclose name, occupation, those things on $100. You'll also see on our campaign filing reports, we're going to narrow that down to two, one before the primary, one before the general. Currently, right now, we have four. You have eight if you have a campaign committee and a candidate committee. We're trying to just say revenues and expenditures and donations, one report, 10 days before the primary, one report, 10 days before the general. And then we did also, on page 17, we're redefining all of our campaign advertising to keep up with the digital age. So right now with social media, you can get political advertising through text messages, through social networks, and so we can start delineating, you know, if you were promoting a candidate on your page of faces and saying you like them, that's free speech, but if you're going to sponsor that and promote that, then it's a campaign expense. And so page 17 really kind of delineates how we advertise and campaign in a digital age. And I beat my 2 minutes.
5 seconds to spare. Anyone else would like to comment? We got 2 minutes. First up would be Representative Halverson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And for the chairman, I would ask, isn't there still going to be a post-general campaign filing? Or are you doing away with that as well?
We have about another minute and 40 seconds if there's any other questions by any other members. Okay, seeing none, we're going to move to the 30-second response. Chairman Zwanitzer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. So what you would have now is you would have that report before the general election, and then if you got last-minute donations in, you would have to file an amended report within 10 days. And so for people who have no opposition, I know a lot of us in the general didn't, you just have to file that report. But if you did get money, you would be required after 10 days to do an amendment to that report, and you would also have your year-end report every year that I think you're all familiar with, except for two, that you have to file a year-end report.
Okay, thank you. Okay, we are voting on then the introduction vote on House Bill 67. Chief Clerk, please call the roll.
House Bill 67. Allen.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Biteman.
No.
Blackburn.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Bovee.
No.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Byrd.
Byrd.
Aye. Clausen.
Aye.
Clem.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Court.
Aye.
Crank excused. Dayton.
Aye.
Edwards.
No.
Eklund.
Aye.
Ayer.
Aye.
Flitner.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Furphy.
Aye.
Garou.
Aye.
Gray.
No.
Greer.
Aye.
Haley.
Aye.
Hallinan.
Aye.
Halverson.
Aye.
Henderson.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Jennings.
No.
Kinner.
Aye.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Larson Lloyd.
Aye.
Larson Dan.
Aye.
Lindholm.
Aye.
Lone.
No.
Laux.
Aye.
McGuire.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Northrup.
Aye.
Obermuller.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Paxton.
Aye.
Pelkey.
Aye.
Piperinen.
Aye.
Ponell.
Aye.
Salazar. No. Schwartz.
Aye.
Simpson.
Aye.
Summers.
Aye.
Steinmetz.
Aye.
Stiff.
Aye.
Sweeney.
Aye.
Walters.
Aye.
Wilson.
Aye.
Winters.
Aye.
Zwanitzer. Zwanitzer.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
Closing vote. Are there any changes? Gray. No to aye. Bovee. No to aye. Further changes? Closing vote. The vote is closed. 53 aye, 6 no, 1 excused.
Having received the affirmative vote of two-thirds of the elected members of the House, House Bill 67 has been introduced and is assigned to Committee No. 7, Corporations, Elections, Political Subdivisions. Members, just about clears the deck. Just one quick comment. Put 14 bills up today that were all committee bills. I was planning on about 6.5-7 minutes per bill. We were a little faster today. We were right at about 5-minute average. Hindsight, probably should have thrown 4 or 5 more bills on there. The first day, we could not do a consent list because those have to be advertised the day before. And we were not in session, so we could have came in today and suspended the rules and done a consent list, but I just didn't we got enough stuff going on. Tomorrow, you will see a consent list then of committee bills. So, and I'll repeat this again tomorrow, but so as like all consent lists, you'll see the list. They'll all be given the first reading, and then any member can pull any bill off the consent list. Or you can simply say, when it comes to, like, say we're on the chief clerk will say, House Bill 21, are there any changes? And then if you just stand up and register your no vote, right, if the consent list, I'm assuming the consent list would pass. So you can vote no on every bill you want to vote no on, right? But I think you can then pull the ones off that you really want to talk on for 1 minute. Okay, if you really want to get up and talk on it for 1 minute, then go ahead and pull it off. If not, just simply stand up and we'll record your no vote. And so we're going to try to really get these committee bills into the process. So you notice the bills we did today were all labor, education, ag, and judiciary, because they're going to meet on adjournment and then tomorrow morning. So we tried to prime the pump for those committees. The rest of the committees are going to get loaded up tomorrow, and you'll go to work. Okay, so with that, we're at that order of business of committee announcements. And I think we're going to have a couple. We're going to have how many committees are meeting after? We're going to have labor, education, I don't know, appropriations. We've got ag in the morning, judiciary. Okay, so as we kick the dust off, Chairman Bartle.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, your committee number 10 will meet today upon adjournment in House Room 37 to hear two bills, House Bill 9, House Bill 18. We'll also get some informal updates on a couple of our other bills that will be considered on introduction later in the week. So thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Chairman. Okay, Chairman Northrup.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your committee number 4, Education, will meet today upon adjournment in House 38. We have two bills, House Bill 27 and House Bill 28.
Okay, thank you. Chairman Zwanitzer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your committee number 7, Corporations, Elections, and Political Subdivisions, will meet tomorrow upon noon recess in H37 to hear the following three bills, House Bill 23, Audit Requirements for Conservation Districts, House Bill 40, Election Code Revisions, and House Bill 67, Campaign Finance Revisions.
Chairman Hunt.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your committee number 5, Agriculture, will meet tomorrow at 8 a.m. sharp at room H36 to discuss House Bill 78, Omnibus Water Bill Construction.
Thank you, Chairman. Chairman Kirkbride.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Committee number 1, Judiciary, will meet tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. in Jonah H38 to discuss two bills, House Bill 12, Speeding Fines Amendments, and House Bill 8, Stalking Revisions. And then we will also meet at noon at the same location to discuss House Bill 26, Post-Conviction Relief.
Yeah. Okay, Chairman Eklund, I think, and that will clear the deck on this.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. There was a bit of confusion in an earlier computer mistake. It said that Transportation, Highways, and Military Affairs would meet tonight. Most of the committee would be at other meetings, so we'll be meeting at the usual times, and I'll announce that later.
Okay, thank you. Chairman Nicholas.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your Joint Appropriations Committee will meet 15 minutes after adjournment to continue review of the budget, and also conduct, there'll be a round robin for submission. If we don't complete that this evening, we may go into at 8 o'clock tomorrow and also at noon tomorrow.
Okay. Any other committee announcements? Any other? No privileges of the floor. Is our doctor of the day, did he make it back? I don't, there he is, right there. Come on, can you come on into the floor, doctor? I just want to make sure I introduce you. We've had kind of a busy day. Dustin Durham is our doctor of the day from right here in Cheyenne. So, doctor, hopefully we don't have to visit you too much, but thank you for being here today.
Thanks for being here.
And we have no nurse of the day today. And with that, that clears the deck. Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move that the House adjourn until 10 a.m. tomorrow, Tuesday, February 13th, 2018.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor, say aye. Opposed, say no. The House is adjourned until 10 a.m. Tuesday, February 13th. That's February 13th, one day before Valentine's Day.